Al Bayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Allahumma salli ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Respected brothers in Islam, respected sisters, alhamdulillah. A reminder, a short reminder for all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala, something, brothers and sisters in Islam, that we can benefit from, something which we can apply straight away in our lives, in our relationships, bi-ithnillah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recorded for us an event which took place in the life of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is none other than Ghazwatu Tabuk, the Battle of Tabuk. This battle, brothers and sisters in Islam, took place in Year 9 after the migration of Rasulullah ﷺ from Mecca to Al-Madinah, year 9 in the Hijri calendar, and took place in the month of Rajab, where Rasulullah ﷺ, he marched out with 30,000 strong in the army in the direction of Asham to meet none other than Qaisar and Ar-Rum, to meet the Romans and to meet Caesar. However, brothers and sisters in Islam, the Romans did not show. So this was a great moral victory for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And in fact, it was something which the Arabs of Arabia saw to be something very impressive. The fact that they went out and marched out this great distance to meet with the Romans. However, the Romans did not show. Now, in Surah At-Tawbah, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions those who came forward with excuses, those who were not excused, basically, from attending this battle, and those who, in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the excuses which were acceptable. And in verse 91, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 9 of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ليس على الضعفاء ولا على المرضى ولا على الذين لا يجدون ما ينفقون ولا على الذين لا يجدون ما ينفقون حرج إذا نصحوا لله ورسوله ما على المحسنين من سبيل والله غفور رحيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى informs us saying that it is not upon those who were sick. In other words, they were excused. Those who were weak, those who were sick, those who were not able to find any wealth, any money, or anything to spend in order to go out for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that upon these types of people, there is no sin upon them, there is no blame upon them. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِذَا نَصَحُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Now this is a condition that those who remain behind, that they do not discourage others from going out into the battle, but rather they continue to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to encourage people in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as they did this, then there is no sin upon them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ, that there is no blame upon the muhsineen. There is no sin upon the muhsineen, those who perform good, those who perform ihsan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah himself is all-forgiving and all-merciful. Now what I want to focus on, brothers and sisters, is this word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or this part of the verse, مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ, that there is no blame or no sin upon the muhsineen, upon those who do good. There is no cause for blame. Now, even though, as we said, this came in the context of the Battle of Tabuk and what took place surrounding this event, we have a beautiful principle when it comes to Usul al-Tafsir, when it comes to the foundations of Tafsir, brothers and sisters, and that is that what counts when we speak about the Quran, what counts is the general meaning of the words and not the specific reason of revelation. Therefore, we find that this principle, مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ, that there is not upon the muhsineen, the doers of good, any cause for blame, this principle is one which is very far-reaching. For example, if we look at fiqh, the application of this principle, we find when the ulama speak about that one who performs ihsan to another person, whether it's from his own actions or whether through it's his or her wealth. So because of their ihsan, and because of this ihsan, there are some damages, or yani what arises from this ihsan is a loss of wealth or some type of harm, that this person who performed the ihsan, أنه ليس ضامنا, that he is not responsible for that harm which has يعني been a cause of this person's ihsan, or which has arisen out of this person's ihsan. Like for example, a person in the street puts out his hand and he says, please, dear brother, dear sister, give me some, help me with some sadaqah, or help me with some money, and whether Muslim or non-Muslim. And so out of your ihsan, you feel, look, I'll help this person. So because of this ihsan, thereafter this person, because of your ihsan and your goodness, went out and purchased, for example, some alcohol or drugs, for example. Are you here held responsible? No, you are not held responsible. So this is an example of this yani principle in fiqh. Now moving away from fiqh, just to give you another example, and that is to do around the home. We find that, brothers and sisters in Islam, that in our homes, we have many chances, many opportunities to perform ihsan to one another, to our wives, to our husbands, to our children, to our parents, our relatives. So we have a chance to perform this ihsan voluntarily, where we offer our help, or we offer this, we go over, above and beyond the wajib. Now one such example we find taking place, and I'll use this example in between the husband and the wife. We find, for example, the husband is out at work all day and the wife is at home and organizing the affairs of the house, teaching the kids, maintaining the household, cleaning, preparing a nice meal, and has gone over and beyond what is wajib upon her and gone to that extra effort and performed the ihsan. So instead of, for example, the husband arriving home and saying, thank you, jazakillahu khairan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, and words of appreciation, what do we find? We find in many cases, unfortunately, that the husband comes home and instead of appreciating this effort and this ihsan, rather blaming the wife, yelling, why did you do this and why did you cook this? And you know, I don't like this food. And even worse, possibly even cursing. So this is something, brothers and sisters in Islam, where we see that مَا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ, that there is no cause for blame upon the muhsineen. So here the wife is a muhsina. The wife has gone to that extra effort. And no doubt we are human beings, and at times with our efforts there is shortfalls, there are shortcomings. At times with our efforts it is not perfect and there are errors. And one of the problems we find today, instead of others congratulating, or not congratulating, but rather thanking and appreciating that effort, and then giving a word of advice in regards to those errors, saying, for example, Jazakillahu khaira, or Jazakallahu khaira, however, you know, this little area, maybe if next time if you can maybe not do this, but rather do this is better, or correct this action, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and really appreciate your effort. This is how we need to deal with one another, especially when that other party or the other person is performing this ihsan. Another example, brothers and sisters, is any one of us may offer and volunteer our help to an organization, to a masjid, to another group, because they have called for help. And we look around and we find no one coming forward to help, and so we put our hand up to help. And same scenario, this individual volunteers and performs ihsan and puts the effort in. Now instead of receiving this appreciation and thanks, what do we find? We find that because of a mistake that he possibly made or she made, the blame coming on them, fingers being pointed, and words of blame, words of you know, harshness, rather than, you know, thank you very much, really appreciate your effort, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. However, we did notice this mistake. No problem, inshallah ta'ala, but next time, possibly, maybe, do it a little bit differently, or just this area, if you can correct this. But however, overall, thank you so much for your effort. We find this, unfortunately, sometimes is the case that the person is not thanked, or, you know, the words of harshness are used towards that person because of errors which may have resulted in that person's action. So brothers and sisters, يعني be wary of this principle. Be wary of how we deal with others, especially when these others are performing ihsan. Now, one of the dangers, if we don't apply this, if we don't treat those who are performing ihsan, treat them in this manner, and apply this principle, ما على المحسنين من سبيل, that there is not upon the muhsineen, the doers of good, any cause for blame, the danger of us not applying this principle, brothers and sisters in Islam, is that those who perform ihsan will yani close the door of ihsan. We are in danger of losing this action of ihsan from such individuals. Why? Because if this is the thanks they receive, and this is the payment they get for their ihsan, well then you will find in the future a person will say, thank you very much, jazakallah khairah, but don't want nothing to do with it. Not prepared to put my or offer my services or volunteer my help if this is a payment I'm going to get. So be wary of this, brothers and sisters in Islam. Lastly, this same principle, we don't want to misunderstand this principle. And what I mean by that, brothers and sisters, is, for example, any one of us at times, we offer our help without being asked. So let's say, for example, you may be talking to a relative, a family member, a friend, a brother, a sister, and because of maybe a difficulty they're going through or some hardship, so you, not because you were asked, but however you felt, you know what, I will help this person, I'll perform ihsan. So you volunteer your help, you put your hand up and you say, look, you know, I'll do that for you, I'll get this information for you, leave that to me, let me look after that for you, for example. And so because of this principle, this person misunderstands his obligation. So because of this principle, what do we find this person doing? This person we find falling short of the mark or not fulfilling what they promised that they said they would do. Instead, we see from them that they have this careless attitude. This attitude of, well, it wasn't an obligation upon me in the first place. Or ما على المحسنين من سبيل. There is no cause of for blame if I'm a muhsin. I was only doing ihsan. It's not an obligation for me. It's not something I have to fulfill anyway. It's not wajib upon me. I was the one who offered my help. When we say, yes, in fact, it wasn't wajib upon you. But once you've put your hand up, once you've volunteered yourself, now what's upon you is to perform itqan, is to perfect that deed and to put effort into it and not to be careless about it. How many times does any one of us, for example, offer or make a promise to someone and then we don't fulfill or we don't come through. We are careless with our words. So we may offer or volunteer our help, and rather than being concerned and putting the effort to fulfilling this promise and fulfilling this help to the best of our ability, we find some individuals being careless about it and saying, you know what, it's not a wajib upon me in the first place anyway. I don't have to do it. You know, it's not something. I mean, I offered my help in the first place. So be wary of this, brothers and sisters. This is an incorrect understanding of this yani principle and these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For in this scenario, you have, now that you have stepped in and volunteered yourself, then upon you is to perfect your deeds. Upon you is to put that effort in to fulfill this help or this volunteer or this effort that you said that you would do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a great understanding of the Qur'an, His words, and give us the ability and the tawfiq to act upon the Qur'an and the sunnah. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.